Good evening and welcome to another night of Destination Out. Mike Johnston with you until 2 a.m. And tonight on Destination Out, featuring a few artists whose birthdays fall today, Sunday, September 8th, even though the feature starts technically on September 9th at midnight. James Clay, Marion Brown, Wilbur Ware, Philip Wilson, and Butch Warren, a lot of people. And I'll talk more about that at the top of the next hour. Just happened to notice there were a lot of jazz musicians' birthday fell on the date, so thought I'd go with that. Next week is our fall fundraiser, so we'll be fundraising next week. Week after that, I believe it's the week after that, September, is John LaTrenta will be my guest host that evening, and we're featuring guitar music that night. And there's also, at the end of the month, brand new, previously unreleased John Coltrane album coming out, and I'll be featuring that after I get it. And that happens to fall the week that John's here, I'll talk a little bit about it that night and feature it the following week. And then also been working on a Milford Graves feature for a while now, so anyway, a lot of different things in store in the near future here. So but tonight, birthday artists and a handful of AACM musicians I'm going to play from here in the first hour, starting with Fred Anderson Quartet from a nice album called Birdhouse, recorded in 1995. It's on the Aka disc label. This has Fred on tenor, Jim Baker at the piano, Harrison Bankhead bass, Hamid Drake is on drums, and a tune titled Like Sunny. This is a Fred Anderson composition, not the tune that a lot of artists were known to, the bebop song people were playing back in the day. So anyway, Fred Anderson Quartet from the album Birdhouse. Thank you.
Thank you.
Opening things up tonight with the Fred Anderson Quartet from 1995, tune titled Like Sunny. Fred Anderson on tenor, Harrison Bankhead bass, Hummy Drake drums, and Jim Baker on piano. It is 20 minutes after the hour, and we're going to kind of hang with some AACM Chicago artists here for a bit. Turning next to George Lewis, Douglas Ewart duet album. Really nice album. Came out 1979 on the Black Saint label. George Lewis, a great trombone player, also now author of the AACM kind of document book. And Douglas Ewart, instrument builder and saxophone and flute, flautist, if you will. This is a duet track called Gila, or Gila. It's dedicated to Douglas Ewart's daughter. Douglas is on flute, and George Lewis on tenor trombone.
I don't know.
Music from the Roscoe Mitchell Note Factory from the Black Saint album called This Dance is for Steve McCall, recorded back in 93. Interesting lineup on this one with two bassists, William Parker and Jaribu Shahid, Tani Tabal drums, Vincent Davis also on drums, Matthew Shipp at the piano, and Roscoe on reeds and flutes. And that was a tune called Erica, written by Joseph Jarman of the Art Ensemble. And Roscoe did that piece frequently through the years. Nice version of it there. Open that set up with George Lewis and Douglas Ewart, track titled Gila or Gila. I'm not quite sure the pronunciation. We're going to go up to the top of the hour in our feature from some birthday folks tonight. With a piece from the Art Ensemble Chicago, recorded live Jazz Festival in Warsaw, Poland, 1982, and a version of the Spanish song.
Thank you. Thank you.
Art Ensemble of Chicago, live in Warsaw, Poland, 1982. That was the classic version of the band, if you will, with Roscoe and Joseph Jarman on reeds, Lester Bowie on trumpet, Malachi Favors on bass, and Don Moye was on drums. A piece called The Spanish Song. That was a later, like from that era, vintage art ensemble tune that didn't go back into the 70s and 60s. We'll be back in just a moment with our feature on some jazz artists that have birthdays on September the 8th.